Hello, my beautiful friends, and welcome, warmly, warmly welcome, because it is a bit springy in the air today, here where I am, to episode 55 of the Low Carb Universe show. Hello, Bitte.
Hello, Hannah. it's not only spring here. Oh, it's spring.
Yeah, but you don't count.
Yeah, I don't count, but I'm going back to Sweden. I'm going home to Sweden tomorrow, so 8 degrees, so yeah. That would be a good
shock to the system.
Yeah.
Speaking of Sweden.
Yes. Yeah. Something happened the other day. We woke up, took our morning coffee, and logged into the morning paper. One of the biggest morning papers in Sweden. And on the debate side, there was this article written by five people. We could say they are like a professor in bioorganic chemistry, someone that is a professor in psychoneuroimmunology, professor in physiology, and some medicine doctors.
Clearly very fancy people.
Fancy people, yes, for sure. And they were so concerned and they were so worried because they...
I can't even let you do this with a straight face. Yeah, sorry. Keep going.
Yeah, they are very concerned about the fact that many books about diet and health nowadays are packed with so many faults, and it could actually affect us poor non-thinking Swedes. It could affect both our behavior and our health in a negative way.
Yeah, it can really harm you to think for yourself, huh?
Yes, but that is something we've been used to for like 100 years now in Sweden, because we call the state... We call it the Big Brother.
Definitely.
Yeah, because they say, oh, you don't care about that. We will take care of that for you.
Yes.
You don't have to think about it. And, you know, we've come so far into this way that people think that this is absolutely okay.
I know, and this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I will tell them. Their proposition is that they should... make someone independent actor or authority, I would assume.
It's Sweden,
actually.
I would say authority, definitely.
and then that has a broad scientific competence, and they should read all those books.
And they should the health books.
They should okay it, like a big ka-ching on the cover of the book. Yeah, a stamp that says, this is approved by the blah, blah, blah authority.
This really, really sounds like, I have a background in history, actually. I studied history at university and stuff, history and international relations. And this sounds a lot like the things that they did in Soviet Russia and East Germany. The Stasi and stuff. Yes, this has been approved. Bam! By, you know.
And this is just the beginning of the article they have written.
Yeah.
Oh, they are called in the beginning of the article, they are called medical scientists. I don't know. Okay, maybe they are. Okay. And they are so concerned that there are so many books out there on the market. Each year there's a whole bunch of books with popular science and amongst them very popular health and diet books. But the question they asking, but how do you know which of the diets and the health advices being published, which one of those have actually got support in the science? So that's the thing they want to change. And in the best cases, also from this article, these claims won't give the reader nothing else but a wrong picture and of the science and an empty wallet. So okay, and there are books that are like crazy out there, but there are books, and everyone who reads them, they can decide for themselves. Yeah.
And how are we going to get the whole scientific thing forward? How are we going to move forward scientifically, is what I'm trying to say, without people who think outside of the box? What the peep, Sweden?
That is what always have brought humanity forward. Yes, it is people that think outside the box, as you say, and people that I was thinking about those that claim that Earth was a globe, and not flat as a pancake. Yeah.
But they're coming back, you know, the flat earthers.
Yes, I saw a documentary the other night about it, and they are quite serious about it. But
that's another topic. That's another podcast.
Yeah, maybe we should throw them to these guys that wrote this article.
I think so. They can get together and have a great time.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It is so. But it's so sad and it's scary. And they say that we are not suggesting censorship. It's just that all books will still be sold, but the good books will have our
stamp. So it's the same thing as censorship.
Stamp. Yes, of course it is. And they say we love the right of free speech and everything, but no.
Because all good, you know, free speech stories start with "we don't want censorship," but
yes, you don't have the ability to think for yourself anymore. We are doing it for you. Blah 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 blah. And they are giving a few examples.
Oh no!
That they say that some books claim, and that they say that it's not correct. So one is no, the health effects of an anti-inflammatory diet is not scientifically based or proved. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
But it's just so interesting then. If it's not scientifically proven in their eyes, how come so many people feel so much better on it? It's more than n equals one at this point. It's n equals thousands and thousands. Whether it's anti-inflammatory diet or keto or low carb or paleo or whatever. And I don't understand. Yeah. I also think it's very unfair because... amongst other things, because who is it that decides what science to go by? The sponsored crap science that is followed by the Food and Health Administration or Livsmedelsverket in Sweden? Or is it the biochemistry, you know, that can actually explain how things actually work and not the bought sponsored science? It's, you know, it's such a big question.
Yeah. And one other that I can relate to, certain food doesn't protect against depression. And I think as I had my first live about Monday motivation this Monday. Yeah. And because I had a depression, as I'm talking about in that live, and when I started eating low carb, I actually took a big leap.
Exactly.
To better mental health. And it was so concrete. It was so obvious. What had happened to my body? So, and I effing don't care if I had found this on a book with a stamp or not.
Yeah.
and then that's another thing, because I found all the information I found when I find low carb was on the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
Are they going to quality stamp pages on
internet? That sounds like China.
Yeah, that's very Chinese. Yeah, and the funny thing is we can relate to that because we have a former speaker,
yes,
Anne Fernholm, who is an author, and she's a scientific report science journalist. She's also a doctor in, I can never say that, microbiology. Yeah, exactly. But she's very skilled. She's a smart woman, and she actually met one of these the authors of this article in a TV debate.
She did,
and you saw that one.
I did, and yeah. I mean, it was. It's very frustrating to hear the people who have authored this debate article. And seeing everything so black and white, and especially when you have helped yourself, it becomes very clear that they have never had to think outside the box or look for alternative advice or whatever to improve their health. Because for them, everything has worked perfectly. And even if it hasn't, they haven't noticed. So they have never had to find the solution to their health crisis on their own. Like you have, and I have, and so many others that have started eating differently than the so-called recommended daily allowance advice, that kind of stuff. And it's so frustrating that for them, and for this doctor in particular who met in the interview or in the debate, for her it was so clear that this was so right, that this was a great idea to quote unquote censor what is being written in health books, and not allowing people to think for themselves, and not allowing people to think outside of the box so that science can evolve.
Yeah,
it was scary, actually.
Yeah. And another part, when it comes to Anne, she's also the founder of the Dietary Science Foundation that raises money to have independent scientific studies done. So, and I think what we can do, because it's very hard, this is like Don Quixote, you know, that fought again a bit. And I think what we should do is just to, it feels very hard to do it, but maybe we should just ignore people like this.
Of course.
And continue to do what we are doing and so many of others are doing, just spreading own experience.
Yeah. And, just lead by example. That's all we can do.
Exactly, and empower people to be brave and to listen to themselves. Because that's, and I often say that when it comes to, they say, oh, it isn't scientifically proved yet that butter isn't going to kill you. Okay, but for the first, what did people live out of 150 years ago? Do you think they had margarine or stuff like that? No, that came later on, but they still survived. And no one told them no one in the state or no authority told them, you are going to eat this.
Yeah.
They understood what they could eat. They actually, the assortment of food wasn't that big either.
Which was a good thing.
It was. And sometimes I feel, should we all have a small farm? And it's impossible because I would starve.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm so into these small butchers, those meat farmers that breed their own animals, and they slaughter them and they sell them, and there are other farmers, they grow fruits or vegetables or whatever. It's almost like I can never go to a grocery store again with all the
it's very true.
Terrible.
And I was just at a farmer's market this weekend, actually, and it was it was fantastic because people are so friendly and so happy and so proud of what they're selling, because it's really, they know it's really good stuff. It's a bit of a shame, actually, to give the power to, now I sound like a complete revolutionary or something, but it's kind of sad to give the power, so much power to these authorities and even grocery stores, but that to a lesser extent, because you can actually find good stuff there too. But, you know, to all of these authorities that they somehow have to think for us, for the individual, and what is right for me is not right for the next person, as we've discussed so many times. And it's so sad to see that this is where society is heading, because I don't think it is the right way. I think we need to think more for ourselves. And yes, we have ground rules to obey and all of this stuff. It's fine. It's not complete anarchy. But there, so, like Belinda Fetke says, you know, I'm still so pro-choice, like, so that you can choose whatever feels good for you and what makes you healthier.
And I also, you know, mentioning Belinda Fetke and her lecture she held at LCU 18, I was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
This, I couldn't help but thinking about her phenomenal and shocking lecture.
Yeah, and all the research.
What has formed.
Yeah.
Yes, all the, and what has formed our dietary advices. Nutritional advices today. It's really scaring, and I think we need, as you said, people will always have a choice.
Yeah.
It's not that we're after. We are not going to force. We don't want to force people into eating the way we think people should.
No, definitely not.
But they should have the choice.
Yeah, and have the opportunity to do their own research and try out, see, get different ideas and try out what works for them and what makes them healthier and happier and more alive and more joyous and more active and all of this stuff that we won't, we have, just take us two as an example, we already know what would happen if we would eat according to the food pyramid. Yeah. All hell breaks loose.
Yeah, I have this picture. If this is going to come through with a quality stamp, I have this nightmare. Think about a man in his early 40s that has like realized that, okay, I'm dead.
Yeah.
I need to get in better shape, and have no earlier interest in health and diet. And he comes into the bookstore and he sees, there's this looks interesting. Yeah. And he sees a book about anti-inflammatory diet, maybe, and food. And then he sees someone says, no, but you got to look there.
Exactly.
Because that had the quality
stamp. This has the stamp.
Yeah. And what would this guy want to buy, do you think? He's like, oh no, I wouldn't dare buying that book. I need the one with a quality stamp.
Exactly.
I think so. Yeah. So, we got a lot of hard work in front of us.
Yeah, and we're trying
to help. Yeah, yeah. I thought about if there were any more. One other concern I have here, because I also saw the interview. There was a debate between Anne and this article lady. And the same science, the same reports, they seem to, tolka?
They seem to be interpreted?
Yes, in different ways, depending on who's reading them. And another reason why we maybe shouldn't always be so fixated with science. We need science. It's not that, but we have to know that it's like we say, we have a say in Sweden, as the devil reads the Bible.
I love it.
I don't know if it's a common. Yeah, it's very good. And it depends who is reading the text, who is reading this book. And it could be interpreted in so many ways, depending on.
And you have a really good point there, because, you know, the science, it can be interpreted in different ways, and, you know, it can be sponsored by different parties and then different interest groups and all this stuff. And that's one thing, absolutely. But yes, I can almost get behind the censorship if they would actually base it on real science, real biochemistry. How does this work in the body? How does this affect different functionalities of the body? How does this, what is the impact on health? And if they would focus on that, that'd be great. But we all know that they wouldn't. They would go on the food pyramid. They would go on the My Plate or whatever it's called. They would go on all of that really biased and very questionable so-called science rather than what actually is true for our bodies and our health.
Yeah. I have one more thing from the article here.
Will I laugh?
Yes, you will, or sigh, or just, to reach the demands to get a quality stamp, a few certain criteria need to be fulfilled. Fact that is written about in the book should be correct.
and you know, what I just said.
Correct and fact. Yes, exactly. It's like fact. Fact is fact. It's not incorrect. Fact is and that is it's a stupid.
And so-called facts can also change. Just look at just look at the concept of fat in the diet.
Yes.
Which has now been proven many, many times that it's not even dangerous.
Yeah. And egg. That the Swedish food authorities just up until a few years ago said, oh, it's so very dangerous. You can eat 3 eggs a week.
That's what I had for lunch.
And now, And then just a couple of years ago, they came with a statement that eggs are dangerous. You can eat them.
Yeah.
But be careful. Because they always have something like that.
Of course, they have to. In.
But the second criteria, if single research studies are quoted, the author of the book bird should be able to describe in which way this study reflects the science at large, or if it makes what is undantag,
an exemption, that is an exception.
Exception, yes. Yeah. And what? The third criteria. The reader of the book should not be encouraged to give a F beep from evidence-based science or the recommendations from the healthcare.
But
yeah.
And how I just wonder, seriously, this is where my mind goes. I'm thinking, you know, these people, these very fancy people with fancy titles behind their names, have sat down. That's number one, to write this article. Number two, they've written the article. They've gone through it probably several times. They've edited it. They all okay on it, because otherwise they wouldn't sign it with their names. Mm. And then they still decide to send it to one of Sweden's largest newspapers as a debate article. And then, then it also is accepted. Like, what?
Yeah, but you know, it's a newspaper, and they knew that that people would go berserk over this one, that it would be spread and everything. So, and the last lines in the article is, of course, we want to protect the freedom of speech and the right to write and publish any text you want to publish. What we are looking for is simply help for the readers to have the possibility to choose the books that have earned to be placed amongst the fact books about fact.
But how do you, we go back to how do you earn this?
Yeah.
What are the criteria?
The criteria.
Yeah, I know. But
yeah,
it's a little bit like, you know, someone gets promoted over you at work. What did they do? You do the work a lot better, blah, blah, blah. Was it that they're more vocal? Is it that they've done something shady? Yeah. Is it that they have something on the boss? You know, it could be so many things why they get promoted over you. And here's the same thing.
And the thing is,
it can be so many foul things at play if those are the criteria. And if, you know, we want to maintain freedom of speech, but we just want a little bit of quality assurance. But come on, Sweden.
And, you know, some of the most skilled people when it comes to science about diet and nutrition, they aren't trained.
Of course not.
No, and that is like, if you don't have this degree or examina to show, your knowledge or your what you think isn't worth
exactly anything.
It's worth silch. And you know, one of the guys, Eric, you know Eric from the diabetes group on Facebook, he has been selling aquariums for and then in when he got older, he decided to I need to learn some things, so he went to university and he has read so much, he has learned so much, and I've never seen anyone so thoroughly going through and being able to explain for a normal deadly person like me. So it's no, I say leave all the books that has a quality stamp and buy the other ones and use your brain and your common sense.
Absolutely. It's a little bit like the markings on food, like Sweden had the keyhole. There was in England, there's also, this product is heart healthy, blah, 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 all of that stuff. It's a little bit of the same thing, you know, skip those, take the other ones.
And that example Anne brought up in the TV debate, and that was so fun because the keyhole marking in Sweden just a few years ago
it went from fact to fiction.
The sweetened yogurts had this healthy stamp on them. And I can't remember what the lady answered about that. It was just, but you know, science is coming forward.
That's what we're trying to do.
I tell you. So our message today is use your common sense.
Yes, use your brain and find out what works for you yet again.
Exactly. And when it comes to trying to reclaim or better your increase your health by eating normal food, it's not dangerous to try it, you know.
No.
It isn't. If you feel bad, don't
exactly
eat it. Yeah. Okay.
And on that note,
that's it.
Have a great week.
Exactly. Have a great week. Speak to you in a week again.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.